Our thought today is this, dear friends, having an excitement. Are you excited today? We pray that you are. We pray that you're excited about doing something glorious and wonderful for the Lord. It is our prayer that you're excited about this season, excited about Christmas time, excited about having an opportunity to be able to come together with brothers and sisters in Christ and to celebrate the birth of our Lord. Having an excitement is so, so very important. Now, when you think about being excited, you look at these children. Many of these children are very excited about Christmas time. You might say, well, Brother Lim, why and what are they so excited about? They're excited about opening up gifts. They're excited about looking at something new. They're excited about having the wonder of just being able to rip open these gifts that somebody has given to them because that they care about them. I can remember growing up as a kid. My mom and dad would have all these gifts. And you just wanted just to open just one. Just one. If I just open just one, I'll be okay. Have you ever been so excited about a gift that you wonder what it is? And you will get it and you will look at it. And have you ever shake it, just wonder what that it is because you're excited about that gift. I thought about that these days of late, how that we're to be excited about the gift that God has given and how that God has blessed us with that gift, praise God, that continues to give. I believe, dear friends, that's why that Paul wrote, as he did in 2 Corinthians, in chapter 9, in verse number 15, thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. I tell you, dear friends, that should excite us. It should thrill us because God has given you and I a gift that gives and provides and brings joy and peace to our heart. Now, I've been excited about gifts growing up. Oh, and you just rip it open and you begin to look at what's revealed. And you're so excited. Then in a little while, you lay it down, you go for another one. You know, I've seen children that's got so excited about gifts, and they just couldn't wait to tear into them. And once they tear into them, and they whip out this toy, and they look at it in amazement, and they're just thrilled. And in 30 minutes, they're playing more with the box than they are the toy. And then the excitement is over. I thought about how that you and I today are to be excited. How that you and I today are to be thrilled. How that you and I today are to anticipate something wonderful and glorious in our lives because of Christmas. Dear friends, if you have your Bibles with you today, please turn with us to the Gospel of Mark. The Gospel of St. Mark, chapter number 14. We have a passage of Scripture that we want to be able to share this morning out of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14. Having an excitement. In the Gospel of Mark, in chapter number 14, Lord willing, we want to be able to read verse number 3 of this wonderful passage. And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she break the box and poured it on his head. Oh, dear friends, when the Holy Spirit led us to this passage of Scripture, the Lord began to remind me of this woman that came in the midst of Jesus Christ. We thought about her a lot these past few days, how that she had this gift. She had this gift that was very precious. It was something of great value. And I thought about the passage of Scripture when it speaks how that the Lord, how that He blesses a cheerful giver. When you look here at this woman, you will find someone who is excited. You say, Brother Lynn, why is she excited? The same reason, friends, how we're to be excited to be in the presence of God and to have an opportunity to do something good and glorious for Him. I thought when I looked here at this passage from the Gospel of Mark, how that this woman must have felt about giving this gift. For you see, dear friends, she was so excited. She was so thrilled to do this. It just consumed her. And I thought about how that we today have been blessed mightily in tremendous ways, and how that God has a desire for us to have that thrill and excitement about us, that we will be willing to give to God what is precious and what is of our great value. I began to look at this passage and began to be blessed. You see, dear friends, because of this, she was excited about doing something good and glorious for the Lord. If you and I could take that childlike excitement that we've had in our lives to open up a gift, if we would take that excitement and use it to praise and to worship and to honor and to give glory to God, I can tell you today our Christmas season would be enriched and be blessed in tremendous ways. The Bible tells us that she came in the midst with this box of spikenard. This nard was so valuable. It was an elixir that was greatly desired. This was a gift that she had. How did she obtain this gift? We do not know. But we do know that God had blessed her to have it in her possession. And as I began to look at that, I began to think about what that God has blessed us to have in our possession. For you see, dear friends, the Lord has blessed us with much. He's blessed us with a great abundance. And I tell you today, dear friends, we're to give to the Lord. We're to be happy. We're to be generous. We're to be willing to do what's needed to be done to bring honor, to bring praise, and to bring glory to the Lord in this season that we're in. It's much more about the bows and the tinsels and the lights. What's it about? It's about that the Lord God Almighty ripped open heaven with a great excitement to bring you and I a gift. It goes beyond all explanation. God ripped open heaven and poured out this precious lamb that was without blemish or spot to bring to you and I a joy and a peace and a happiness in our lives. I tell you today, that should bring an excitement to us all. We should be excited. We should be excited. Many of us will say, and I've said it, no doubt you've said it, no doubt you have felt it, no doubt you've experienced it. You said, Lord, I just can't wait till it's over. Tired. We We get so wrapped up in the things of the season. We get so wrapped up with the activities. We get so wrapped up in the tinsel and the twine and the ribbon. We get so wrapped up with the euphoria that comes with this season. And we fail to have the excitement that we need for the Lord. We need to be thrilled. We need to be excited to come together in spirit and in truth and praise the glorious name of Jesus. We are to be excited. The Bible teaches us that this woman who was named Mary from Bethany, sister of Martha, this woman had something valuable in her possession. And you see what this woman desired to do. The Bible tells us that she came having this alabaster box of ointment, this spikenard. And you know what she did? She broke it. What that's saying? It's saying this. She ripped it open. She tore it apart to bring the Lord honor and praise. How many of us are willing to give the Lord Jesus Christ a precious gift? How many of us are excited to worship, to praise, and to give glory to the Lord's only begotten Son? We should be excited today. We should be thrilled today. But there's more that is more excited about a parade and a tinsel and a bowl than the one that paid the price that we could never pay. Now the gifts are good. The trees are beautiful. The time of gathering is precious. But let us, dear friends, not to forget the reason for this season. Let us be mindful that God has blessed us all with something valuable, something precious, something glorious to give to the Lord. I tell you, friends, He's continuing giving to us. I ask you today, what are we giving to Him? I pray today that we're giving Him honor, and we're giving Him praise, we're giving Him glory, and we're giving Him our time, spending a little time with Jesus. You might say, well, what will people think? Me spending time with the Lord. What will people think if I give such a precious gift to the Lord? I tell you, friends, it don't matter what the world thinks, because you and I today that are children of faith, we walk to the beat of a different drummer. We walk to the beat of the divine drum from glory. And I thought about this woman. Well, you see, it took some courage, I believe, for her to come as she did. I believe that it took some courage for Mary to take this very precious box of ointment and break it and pour it upon the Savior. Well, you see, dear friends, there were some in the midst who felt anguish. They felt loathing for her. They felt that though her actions was a waste, I can tell you today, dear friends, the world thinks that you being here is a waste. The world will ridicule you. The world will condemn you. The world will look down on you. But I tell you today, dear friends, no matter what the world may think, there should be an excitement in the children of God. We should be excited to be here. We should take that childlike faith and be willing just to rip open to a gift to give to the Lord. We I'll be looking at a gift given and a world changed. That should excite us. That should thrill us that we today have an opportunity to honor and to praise and to bring glory to God. He's given so much to us. He has given so much to us all. We look around and we see that we're blessed. We're blessed mightily. When I think about Mary and I think about Martha, I think about this woman who had that box, a spikenard. She was so thrilled that Jesus was in the midst. She was excited to come and give to the Lord, because just a little earlier Jesus had came to the tomb of her brother and raised him from the dead, and the Lord Jesus Christ done a great and glorious work in her life. And if you look at your life as I've looked at my life, I can clearly see that the Lord has done great and glorious things for us all. That should excite us. That should thrill us. That should bring us to a point of our lives that we would be willing and have a desire to do what God would have us to do. That's to bring Him praise. That's to bring Him praise. You see, dear friends, that woman could have took that spikenard. She could have took that box. She could have put it up on a shelf. And she could lift it there. You see, dear friends, what is good in having a gift if you're unwilling to open it? How many of you was given a gift from a couple of years ago and didn't open it? I feel safe to say that there's probably not a one of us here that didn't take their gift and open it. They may not have opened at that moment. They might have waited to Christmas Eve. They might have waited to Christmas morning. But I feel safe to say that none of us left it on a shelf for years without opening it. You see what this woman did? She took this gift that she had in her possession and she ripped it open and she gave it to God. What are we to do? We're to give. But what are we doing? Many of us are taking the blessing of God. We're taking the special act of God. We're taking all these gifts and we're hoarding them up and we're putting them away. And you see, after a while, we forgot that we have them. You ever go through your house, maybe open up a drawer or maybe open up a closet? Or maybe go to your garage and you stumble across something and you say, well, I forgot I had that. Well, this is brand new. I didn't even know I had it. Well, you see, dear friends, that's what's happening in many people's lives today. They've lost the excitement. They've lost the thrill. They've hoarded the gifts. They've put them away. And now they have forgotten about all the glorious blessings that the Lord has blessed them to have. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I'm going to get a crown one day when I go to glory. Brother Ray, we're going to get these crowns. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to lay them at the feet of Jesus. We're going to praise Him. We're going to honor Him. We're going to give Him glory. We're going to be like Mary was in Mark chapter 14. We're going to praise His glorious name because He's blessed us to have. You say, well, I'm going through a lot. We're all going through a lot. We may be experiencing a lot, and it may not be very favorable. But I tell you, dear friends, if you look at the circumstances in your life based on how that God has blessed you and given to you, I tell you, we have something to be excited about. We've got something to be excited. Was that woman nervous? No doubt she was. No doubt Mary was nervous. She was accustomed to sitting at the feet of Jesus, but I believe she was nervous. But you know something? She took that opportunity that was presented to her. And that excitement and that thrill to come and to give Jesus overwhelmed all the circumstances, all the negativity, all the things that was compiled against her. You see, dear friends, when she was in the presence of Jesus Christ, as she broke that precious gift, as she poured it out to the Lord, praise be to God. She was blessed. She was excited. And the Lord Jesus Christ was happy because of her obedience. She didn't hoard it away. She didn't say, well, I'm just going to save this for a rainy day. A lot of people says, well, I'll serve God and I'll do this when times are a little better. Well, dear friends, if we're waiting for times to get a little bit better, we're going to be waiting a long time. This woman had issues. This woman had problems. This woman had worries. She had woes just like you and I. But despite all that was going on in Mary of Bethany's life, despite all that was going on around her, she was excited to bring praises and honor and glory to the Lord. You see, dear friends, she was thankful, not for what she didn't have, but she was thankful and praising God for what she did have. We all have so much. All have so much. And I thought about that when I thought about Paul writing to the church of Corinth. 2 Corinthians, there, chapter 9 and verse number 15. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. You can't describe what God has given to you. And not only that, dear friend, this verse means this, that God, through His gift to all mankind, has been blessed to have generosity in his or her life to be able to give and to be able to do and to be able to react with excitement because Jesus Christ is Lord. So I thought about her. I did. I thought about her. And I thought about all of us. I don't know if you've been busy during this Christmas season. I'm sure you have. I've made 3 trips up here for Angie, hauling gifts, and I've still not hauled enough. We go, we do. We react, we put together, we plan, and it's all good. It's all good. But if you and I could harness that enthusiasm, if you and I could harness that zeal in our lives and pour it out before the Lord, you can rest assured of this, that not only will you be blessed, but praise be to God, you'll be a blessing all around. Because you see, dear friends, these gifts that you got at home under your Christmas tree that you'll be opening, Lord willing, in just a few days, they will be here today and gone tomorrow. But that unspeakable gift from the God who loves us and cares for us, praise His name, it'll endure forevermore. That should bring excitement to the hearts, minds, and souls of us all. You say, well, was that woman's act that performed this deed in the Gospel of Mark? Is this something special? Oh, yes, dear friends, it was very, very special. For you see, the Word of God tells us in Mark's Gospel, in chapter 14, in verse number 9, listen to what Mark would write. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. What's he saying? Wherever the gospel's preached, wherever the word is read and studied, I tell you, this woman's act will bring honor and praise and glory to the Lord, because she was willing to act on behalf of the gift that God had given to her, as she did so with excitement. You know something? You know, if you come and brought me a gift and you come trudging up here, here you go, Lynn. Probably come away with the thought that you didn't care whether I got it or not. And you wouldn't care if I locked it or not. You see, that a lot of times that's what we're doing to the Lord. Lord, I'm here. Here's my 50 cents. Well, listen, dear friends. Blessed us. He has blessed us in such ways that you and I can bring glory and honor and praise to his name. We're to enjoy these gifts. We're to enjoy the act of giving. We're to act willing to do what's needed to be done with those that are around us. We're to have an assignment for this time of year. We're to have a joy in our heart for these opportunities. But I tell you, friends, we're to have an excitement and a thrill to give to God. To give to him. You see? You say, well, are they a memorial of this woman? Yes. For 2,000 years. For 2,000 years. The memory of her act is in the hearts and minds of believers. You say, well, Brother Lynn, how does that apply to me? Well, the acts and the deeds that you do for the glory of God will outlive you. It will outlive you. Well, Brother Terrell and I were talking just the other night. We was talking about Brother Bill Thomas and talking about some old saints of God, some of the things they used to say, some of the quotes and the things that they used to say. It stuck with us. It's a memorial to their faithfulness. It's a testimony of their love for the Lord. Oh, sure, these gifts we have, we'll enjoy for a while. But I'll be safe to say, dear friends, when I was 10, 11-year-old up here in the holler, I didn't even remember any gifts that I had. Needless to say, I probably ain't even got any of them anymore. But the gift that God gave me when I was 9 years old, through my faith, praise God, the Lord ripped it open, broke it, and he poured it on me. And praise God, it was salvation. And that excites me. So when I think about Jesus' birth in Bethlehem, when I think about the shepherds and I think about the heavenly host and I think about all that happened on that glorious night, I think about that stored excitement that would come to my life through my faith in that Christ child and how that enabled me and how that it has enabled you to have that childlike excitement each and every day of our lives. You see, dear friends, for a child of God, every day is Christmas. Every day is Christmas. Not just the month of December, not just the 25th, but every day. Every day. We can have excitement in our heart through the gift that God gave. And we pray today, dear friends, that we will take time during this very hectic, busy Christmas season to have that excitement, not for just what's under the tree, not for just what's set at the table, but that excitement for Jesus giving to Him. Let's stand to our feet.